Okay. We're dealing with various solutions and situations of Sfeikad Bamona, where we saw in the Rishonim that the Rebbe Mutam, the Riva, compared our sugya, which starts with a psak of, or a lack of psak of Kodal and Gvar, to the sugya Bima of Messiah, which starts with the world of Yachloku. And we saw machlokas as to where one is starting from. What is the default position? Should the default position be Kodal and Gvar, search for the true owner? Or should the default position be Yachloku, a solution that certainly would bring more shalom to the world? And why, under what circumstance, if you're starting with Kodal and Gvar, would we go down to Yachloku, or if we're starting with Yachloku, what circumstances would we go down to Kodal and Gvar? Then we moved over and saw that the Gemara here compares other psakim to Kodal and Gvar, and in two different stages, perhaps, the way the Gemara learns. Zomer Shalavosai, the Zemer Shalavosai, Amar of Nachman Kodal and Gvar. Umaishna mishte shtaros hayotzim biyomecha, doma rava mar yachloku, shmol amar shuda de dayene. Hasam, in the world of shte shtaros, leka lemeka mala de milsa. Hacha, in the world of hahu arba, ika lemeka mala de milsa. Here, we already stopped for a moment to try and define where do we draw the line between leka lemeka mala de milsa and ika lemeka mala de milsa. What if we have the case of shtei shtaros yotzim yom echad? What does leka lemeka mala de milsa mean in that context, at least according to the Rashbam? Are we dealing with the question of here probability? 90% we can't find, 80% we can't find. According to the Rashbam, what is the leka lemeka mala de milsa by shtei shtaros? 100%. In other words, even if we found out that one was written in the morning and one was written in the afternoon, it wouldn't help us. The two shtaros are chal simultaneously.
But he said, yes? He said that there could be a case where someone would come and say that you're in the Sira 20 days later. And then
okay, you're right. So you're right. Okay, 99%. Okay, so the question is as to whether we, you know, how does it have to be in order to reach such a level? That l'chora, we have to move over to the next line of the Gemara. Maishna mehod tanan hamachlif para b'chamor v'yolda v'chein hamocher shivchaso v'yolda ze omer ad shalom acharti yolda v'ze omer mishal kachti yolda yachloku. What over here is the Maishna? What is the Gemara comparing to what? How does the Rashbam understand? What are we comparing to Machlif Par B'chamor? Rav Nachman's case, the case of Ahu Arba, the case of Zelmer Shalavosai v'Zelmer Shalavosai. Namely, the common denominator between Machlif Par B'chamor and Zelmer Shalavosai is what? What is the common denominator? What are we starting from? They're both, if we're comparing them, they have to have a common denominator. They're both Iko Lameka Me Demilsa, right? The case of Kol Olam Gvar, the Gemara already pointed out, is an Iko Lameka Me Demilsa. If now we're comparing Machlif Par B'chamor, Kanera Machlif Par B'chamor is also Iko Lamekam Alei Demilsa. That's the way that the Rashbam understands, that there is a slight possibility that maybe someone was in the field where the Para gave birth to a Vlad with a stopwatch, and maybe we can compare his stopwatch to the stopwatch of the Mechira, and then see whether the Leda Savlad was before or after. It's very, very unlikely, but it's possible. So we see that unlikely but possible is considered to be Ika Lemekam Alei Demilsa, according to the approach of the Rashbam. The Rashbam then raises a possibility just to shoot it down. In the last of the last Rashbam on the Amud, it says, V'yesh Mefarshim, Hai Umaishna Hamachlif, Da'ashmu'a Parach. The Kamar Shuda, V'hocha chazinan yachloku. That we're comparing the case of shtei shtaros eltzim b'yom echa to the case of machlif par b'chamor. In that situation, what would machlif par b'chamor have to be? It has to be a case of lekala mekam edimil. So the case of shtei shtaros has been defined as lekala mekam edimil. If we're going to ask ma'ishnam machlif par b'chamor, kanere the machlif par b'chamor is also lekala mekam edimil. So namely, something which is very unlikely. Something is 95% that we can't find the raya, 5% we can't find the raya, we're going to view that like the 99%. We're going to view that as a leka lemekam alei demilsa. The Rashbam shoots it down because he says that ein ze shitas ha-gemara. That in the Gemara, if you have a series of maishna, they're all going back to the original halacha that we stated. It's not over here a chain reaction, but rather we're going back to the source. However, even though the Rashbam shoots it down, the Rimigash understands that's pshat in the sugya. The Rimigash says, "V'i leka lamekam alei demilsa, kagon dehavi lehahu midi distapik be miikara, have ve mamon amuta besafek." Then heicha deika drad the mamon akagon machlif par v'chamor yachloku, v'heicha deleka drad mamon akagon shtei shtaros. Then shoot of the Dayanay. Namely, clearly the Rimigash was comparing on the level of that these are both cases, the case of Shtei Shtaros and the case of Machbar Famar, are both Leka Lamekam Adimilsa. And in that situation, we can distinguish between Drar de Mamona and Leka Drar de Mamona. Namely, so that which the Rashbam rejects is that which the Rimigash, that's the way he learns. So we have a very basic machlokas over here between the Rashbam and the Rimigash. Where do we draw the line between Ika Lameka Malei Demilsa and Leka Lameka Malei Demilsa? And we clearly, we have on one side Hahu Arba, and on the other side we have Shtei Shtaros. This is considered in the Gemara to be Ika Lameka Malei Demilsa, and here we use the Psak of Kol Dolim Kvar, and this is the case of Leka Lameka Malei Demilsa. And here we have the sack of Yachloku or of Shuda. The question is, where do we put the case of Machlif Parah B'Chamor? Where does this fit in? Is this being compared to Ahu Arba, namely that it's Ika Lameka Malei, that's the Rashbam? Or is this being compared to Shtei Shtaros, that's the Rimigash? The Rashbam brings that option, it's Yesh Mefarshim, but rejects it. I mean, then we have a situation which is possible but highly unlikely. Is that considered to be Ika, because of the possibility, or Leka? We, again, just to bring us back to where we started from last time, we pointed out Yitachen and Nafkamina would be in terms of the reasoning. Why, if Ika Lamekam Adinilsa, do we use Kol Dolim Kvar? Is it because of an issue of Zilusa de Bedina? Is it because as long as Ika Lamekam Adinilsa, why should they didn't get involved with this in all, then I'm Chuyus Niposek? That it could be that if we're dealing with the world of Zilusa de Bedina, then there has to be a real reason to be choshish for Zilusa de Bedina. One in a thousand is not a reason to be choshish for Zilusa de Bedina. But it is a question as to at what point Bezdin is Mechuyev to Paskin, Yitachen, that as long as theoretically the case can work out on its own, Bezdin can take the option of saying we don't want to deal with this until, you know, where it's, it can't be dealt with on its own, then we'll come in and be posek. In Rav Chaim Sefer, he learned the opposite. He learned the nafkamina in the opposite direction. That if it's ilusa de bedina, then one in a thousand is enough to worry about ilusa de bedina. If it's a question of when does she get involved, then, in other words, it has to be something which is more likely. But I think, my humble opinion, I do agree that it's nafkamina, but I think nafkamina goes in the other direction. Okay, in any case, this is where we ended off last time. Correct? Yeah. I think that's what we were up to. Where one can take this one step further is to ask the question, what about Shnayim Ochazim Batalis? Zelmer Kula Shali, Zelmer Nima Tatsiya. Is this the case of Ika Lameka Malei Denilsa, or is this the case of Leka Lameka Malei Denilsa? What is the likelihood that we're going to find the Edim who saw, yes? This is, you tell me. Does Rabbeinu Tam agree with you? Does Rivo agree with you? Guess not. Okay. If Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivo both ask the question, why Ishnaim Olsi Vitalis? Do we say Yachlofu? As opposed to Ahu Arba, where we say Kolam Gvar, kind of that they assume that it's Iko Le Mekam or Lekula Mekam. If they're asking the question, they're assuming Iko Le Mekam Ale. They're assuming that we have over here a point of comparison, and therefore we have a question, why do we have different Pesach? Here you have Yachlofu with the Shvua, here we have Kolam Gvar, why do we have different Pesachim? If we're dealing with the same situation of Ikel Amekam Alei Denilsa. And then each of them understands in his own way, right? Rabbeinu Tam understands, well, they're Ochazim. That's Ochazim Shani. The Rivo understands, no. This is the basic Shach. And Hu Arba, it's because of Badai Ramai. Namely, but the question, the Chora, doesn't get off the ground if we're going to do Shnaim Ochazim Vitalis as Lekel Amekam Alei Denilsa. This is the Rashba. I sent you to last time, and I just wrote it again this time, in the beginning of Baba Metzia, where the Rashba asks, what's the difference between Shnai Ochs and the Talas and Ahu Arba? He brings Rabbeinu Chananel, who Rabbeinu Tam is similar to Rabbeinu Chananel, that's the question, Shaini Hacha Mishum Tzvisi. Then he concludes, Umiyu Le'ikar Kushya Nerali Odla Tarech, Shaini Hacha Deleka Lameka Malei Demilsa. That there's no question to begin with. The whole question is based on a wrong assumption. The whole question is based on an assumption that we have over here a common denominator. Not the tone. Hahu Arba is Yikla Mekam Le Demilsa. Shnai Melsa and Vitalis is like Shtei Shtaros. It's Leka Le Mekam Le Demilsa. V'chol Hecha Le Mekam Le Demilsa Yachloku. And he brings the Raya from the fact that the Gemara asks from Shtei Shtaros and gives this answer and then doesn't go ahead and continue to ask from Shnai Melsa, kind of because it's already been answered. This is Leka Lamekam. So, kind of that these two situations, sorry, that's the Ration Para, that these two situations we have over here in Machlokes Rishonim as to how to view them. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ramban, v'chule. The moment that you ask a question, it means we have over here a point of a common denominator. Masha'in came the Rashba. He says that there's no question to begin with because this is similar to Shtei Shtaros. So, Ika Lamekam Alei is clearly that we have a good possibility. Lekha, it's almost nil. What if it's Nishtahin Nishtaher? If it's not a good possibility and it's not almost nil, but we have a 5% possibility, we have a 6% possibility, how do we view that as Ika or Lekha? That's a Machlokes Rishonim. We have a Machlokes Rishonim in the world of Shnaim Olsin Vitalis, we have Machlokes Rishonim in the world of Machlif Para B'chamor. Okay? So that's just to complete what we discussed last time. That's in the Mar Makomos that I gave, that's number one. The comparison to Machlif Para B'chamor, the comparison to Shnaim Olsin Vitalis. Let's return, however, to the Machlokes between, with your permission, Rabbeinu Tam and the Riva. Rabbeinu Tam, we saw, felt that the default psak of Chazal, is search for emes, would be called Olam Gvar. But in a case of Shnaim Ochazin, Kevon Sheshnaim Uchzakim, then we can't use called Olam Gvar. Why not? So Rabbeinu Tam uses almost the exact same language in Baba Metzia and in Baba Basra, and then veers off to two different reasonings in the two Masechtos. The common denominator between the Rabbeinu Tam in Baba Metzia and in Baba Basra, I'm reading in front of Tosos, we have in front of us in Baba Basra. Tosos says, D'choshiv ki ilu anu yodim shiyesh l'shneihem chelek ba. The moment that we have Ochazim, then we have to view it as though, ki'ilu, as though they each basically have a part in it, and then we wouldn't come up with a psak of Kodom Gvar, because we'd be taking away something that someone Lechora has a part in. Why do we assume that because they're Ochazim, they have a part in it? So the language that we have by us is, Shekol Dover Yesh Lahamid Becheskas Mishuhu Biyodo, Kidamrina Gabi Nascha Deravaba, Da'afal Gav Damar Didichatfe, Chashvinan Leke Gazlan Vechayev Rishalem. The language over there in Baba Metzia is, Chashiv Kiyu Kolechod Yesh Lamashe Bevada Yachetzi. Why? The Anan Sahadei, the Maide Tophis Hai Didehu. What's the difference in the Nisuach, whether we say it's Anan Sahadei, the Maide Tophis Hai Didehu, or we say that Kol Dover Yesh Lahamid Becheskas Mishahu Biyodo. What is the difference in nuance within Rabbeinu Tam as to why would Beis Din be frightened by the fact that we have over here Ochazin? Why would Ochazin, it's put Beis Din in the position, they don't want to bring someone to a position of being a Gazlan, yes?
The first case is just about Beis Din not being a Gazlan, and the second Nisach is that they want to get to Emes, and over here you can't really be sure one of them, they may both actually own it. They can't do Kol Dover Gvar, because they both have Moksak.
Okay, so let's take what Daniel said and let's try and tweak it a little bit, just tighten it a little bit. If we say we have over here, if we take the approach, the Anan Sahadeh, the Maide Tophis Hai Didehu, how would you translate this in brisker terminology? What do we have over here that indicates ownership? Eidim. Okay, Anan Sahadeh. We have over here a birur. We had the concept of Koma Shetachas Yad Adam Hareze Shelo, means that we know it's his. We have Eidim that it's his. Were we to take it away from him, we would be going against Eidim. You can't go against Eidim unless you're going to have Eidim that will somehow knock off the previous Eidim. But we have over here on Anan Sahadeh that we have over here a halachic reality, that which a person is holding belongs to him. If you were to ask, if someone can be Mekadesh and Isha with that which he's holding on to, what would be the halacha? Sure, he can. Right? In other words, because it's his. Anan Sahadeh, that it's his. Once we have Eidim, that it belongs to him, even though we have someone who's screaming, it's mine. I can, right? If someone says, no, that's Gozel, it's mine. But if this person's holding on to it, we have an Anan Sahadeh, that it's his. And if he's Mekadesh and Isha, she's Mekudeshet. The language in Aratosfos doesn't go so far. Kol davar yesh lahamid becheskas mishahu biyado. That if we're going to ask who has the burden of the proof on him, the answer is the other fellow has a burden of a proof. Does that mean necessarily that the one holding on to it belongs to him? Not necessarily. We don't know who it belongs to. But who is Beis Din going to protect? Who is Beis Din going to back up? That's the din of Muchzakis. Namely, that Beis Din has the obligation. Beis Din has the responsibility of protecting anyone who currently is holding on to an object. That we're going to, in terms of the world of Muchzakis, as we spoke about at the beginning of the parak, the fact that someone is on the land for 3 years, according to Holchayusha, is that a birur that it's his? Are we certain that it's his? Just like the shore moved from a level of being a tam to being a muad, so we were mevarer that the nature of the shore changed. Over here we're mevarer that the nature of the field is that it belongs to so-and-so. Or we say, no, we have no idea who the field belongs to. If you ask who has to bring the proof, the one sitting on the land, he is considered to be a muhsak. The other fellow has to bring the proof. Beis Din always supports the status quo. Whatever is the status quo, that's what Beis Din wants to keep. And therefore, in the case of Ahu Nascha, right? The fellow who grabs it claims it was mine all along. I'm taking back that which belonged to me. Beis Din says, we're sorry. We have a responsibility of keeping the status quo. When this case came in front of us, it was in so-and-so's hands. You took it from him. So you have to prove that it's yours. Otherwise, we're going to assume whoever is toe-face on it, it belongs to him. Does that mean Beis Din knows that it belongs to the person who owns the Nascha? They don't know that. We're not speaking over here about Anan Sahadeh. We're speaking over here about Muchzakut. Namely, that we have over here two this is the Tosfos in the beginning of Baba Kama, and Baba Metzia, and the Tosfos over here smack in the middle of Keskes Habatim, we've been assuming there's a din, Kol Masha Tachas Yad Adam Hareze Shalo. What does it mean, Hareze Shalo? Is that a Metzius in Halacha? Is that a halachic reality, a non sahade that it belongs to him? Or, no, we have no idea who it belongs to, but in the world of Bezdin, who on whom is the burden of the proof? The other fellow. The other fellow has to prove that it belongs to him, because the status quo is that it's in the hands of so-and-so. And Bezdin doesn't want to upset a status quo. So once we have a case of Shnaim Ochsin Betalis, Bezdin isn't going to say to call Dom Gevar, because that would upset the status quo. The status quo is that they each have a muchzokas on half. How can we say Kol Dom Gevar? That's going to upset the status quo. So either it's going against a halachic mitzius, we're going over here, Kol Dom Gevar would be fighting a birur and a non-sahadeh, or would be fighting a muchzakut. Difference in the language over here, the nisuach that we have a Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosfos in Baba Metzia, and the Tosfos that we have over here in Baba Basra. That's on one hand, right? So those are the two, in other words, that Rabbeinu Tam requires a solid muchzakut in order to either create a status quo or in order to serve as a birur, that neither of those options would allow for a kol dolim gvar. The Riva, on the other hand, is he bothered by muchzakus? Is muchzakus a necessary factor in saying yachloku?
Question on
yeah.
So in Baba Metzia, in the lashon of the
Anan Sade,
here it's a chazaka.
Yeah.
Saying that there's a birur inherent.
The language is that the moment that we have a case of tfisa, the moment that we have a situation of tfisa, so we wouldn't say kol dolim gevar. We can't use kol dolim gevar against the tfisa, because that would upset something. What would it upset? It would either upset an anan sahadeh, it would either upset a birur that the object belongs to X, and then we can't. Then this would be an act of gzeila, or it upsets a muchzakut. It upsets a status quo that Bezdin has to protect. That's the job of Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't not necessarily it belongs to one who tofes it, but Bezdin has to protect that muchzakut unless there's going to be proof against it. Kol Olam Gevar can't work when we have muchzakut. We don't need necessarily an non sahadeh. Yes.
So my question is.
So muchzakut is not necessarily a birur. Namely, according to the approach of our Tosfos, if someone should be mekadesh an isha with that which he's holding on to, which is being claimed by someone else, she would be safek mekudeshet. She wouldn't be vadeh mekudeshet. If it's an anan sahadeh, she's vadeh mekudeshet. If it's a muchzakut, she's safek mekudeshet. If we'll ask, Bezdin, where would they leave it? They're going to leave it in his hands. But until they pass him, it's not going to be his. It'll be safek his, yes?
For Tosfos Baba Metzia, we really won't. There's no Chiyuv Misa person for Ish Ish, because the guy with Mekadesh something, we don't have anything he owns, he just happens to be holding his whole life.
If we have an Anan Sahadeh, so Hein Heim Eidei.
No, so I'm saying for Tosfos Baba Basra.
Yes.
So we really wouldn't, if there'd be no Vada.
So we would tell him to make another Kedushin. We would say that she's Safek Mekudeshet.
Who has anything that they own today?
What?
A lot of Kedushins are Safek Mekudeshet.
Again, the problem is when you have a taina against you. If there's no taina against you, so then, you know, words we
we'll kill somebody with
what?
We'll kill somebody for Ishus Ish because there's no taina against the suffix.
When in other words when we if there's no again if there's no taina, so then the assumption Kol Masha Tachas Yad Adam Hareze Shalo. You know, would be a reality. The question is, what happens when we have a taina? Zomir kula shali to zomir kula shali. So, one approach is, we have an anan sahadeh. You're holding on to this half, that's yours. Anan sahadeh, you own that half, that's yours. We have a birur, each of them owns half of it. That's the birur that we have. Why bring in a shvua? That's a shvua drabanan b'chuga. That's the sugi over there. And in terms of Tosfos in Baba Basra, what we're saying is, that Bezdin is going to say, look, each of them is a muchzak on a certain part. We're going to protect his right on that part. If someone were to take it away from him, we would give it back to him. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we know that it's his. Think so. Okay, so we want to call it anaga, hakra. We can use whatever terminology you use. The Riva, however, says that all of this is wrong. That this is not the factor. The factor isn't one of ochazim. The factor is what? When do we say yachloku? Why do we say it? Yeah, all the time. We say yachloku all the time, unless we have a vaday ramai. Unless we have a vaday ramai. So according to the Riva, ochazim is not the main factor. Mashenk, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, ochazim is the main factor. What does ochazim create? Either it creates a birur or it creates a muchzakus. In this context, let's look at the Rambam. We open up the Rambam to Hilchos Tamim V'Nitan. And we want to ask ourselves, does the Rambam agree with the Riva or with Rabbeinu Tam? So the Rambam says, Shnayim hayu ochazim b'kli echad. Oh, hayu rochvin agave behema achas. The Rambam is going through the Mishnayos in Baba Metzia. Oh, haya echad roche ve'echad manhig. And then the Rambam continues with one more case. O yoshvin bitzad arema shel chitin umenuachot besimta o bechatzer shel shneihem. He gives over here four cases. Ochazim, rochvim, rochev / manhig, and yoshvin batzad. Sitting next to an arema shel chitin, which happens to be in a simta or chatzer shel shneihem. Ze omer hakol sheli. Vize omer hakol sheli. Kol echad mishneihem nishra benekita schefet she'en lo bazav ha'zeh pachos mechetzio v'yachloku. We apply the halacha of the Mishnah at the beginning of Shnayim Ochazim. No, does the Rambam agree with Rabbeinu Tam or with the Riva? What does it appear? B'chorah the Riva. We have a case of Ochazim, but then we have a case, and we have a case of Rochvin, which is the equivalent of Ochazim. We have a case of Rochev Umanhig, which could be the equivalent of Ochazim. Then we have a case of Yoshvin B'tzad Arema Shochitim. Neither of them is Ochez. And Bechol, that the Rambam says, we don't say Kol Dolam Gvar, but we say Yachloku. Kanere that Ochazim is not the be-all and end-all. We don't have over here a Birur, we don't over have here a Mukhzokus. That's the diuk of the Hagos Memanios. Someone in this Rambam underlined it. Very nice. Sivkotan Zayin. Mitoch Lushano Nira de Daito Karitzva. We have the Riva. The Rambam had the Hagos Memanios had the Ritzva. Shepiresh de Lav Dafka Ochazin. And the Raya, he brings the Raya of the Riva from the case of Yehei Munach. That the case of Yehei Munach is not either of their hands. Ein Shnei Muchzakim. V'taima Diachloku V'lor Amin Kol Dal Migvar. Is because we have the option that there's no vaday ramai. It could be that they both picked it up. Udelo k'Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam shepir shu dafka ochazim. Not like the Rashbam and Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam that it's dafka ochazim. Okay, and he continues on that's also the shita of the ri. Then he puts also the ri on the side of Rabbeinu Tam. The Sefer HaMitzvos on the side of Rabbeinu Tam, but the Rambam is on the side of the Riva. This is the Hagos Maimonides' understanding of the Rambam. However, I sent you to a tour where the tour has a different understanding of the Rambam. The tour in Siman Resh Kuf Lametes in Choshen Mishpat quotes the Rambam word verbatim, Kosav HaRambam, Shnayim Hayu Ochazim B'Kli, O Yoshim B'Tzad HaRema Shochitim Nachas B'Simta V'Kol Echad Omer Kula Sheli, Yishava kolech benikita schefetz, efshar sherotza lomar, kevan shemunachas besimta, shehu makom haroi liknot, ushnehem yoshvim bitsida, choshuv ki ilu shnehem muchzakimbo. That we have a virtual muchzakimbo. They're not holding it, they're sitting next to it. But since they're sitting next to it, dafka in a simta, or they're sitting next to it, dafka in a chatzah shel shnehem, that's ki'ilu shnehem uchzakim ba, and that's why we have the din of Yachloku b'shvua. Namely, the din stems from Rabbeinu Tam. The Bach Alatar says that's shot in the Rambam. He doesn't understand why the tour had to come up with the efshar. Certainly, this is what the Rambam means, that we have over here a virtual chazaka. Let's just give a little background. What is the din of simta? What's the difference between a simta and a rishus harabim? Technically, what's in between a simta and a rishus harabim? It's an alley, okay. The Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a place where everyone can go. Is someone allowed to leave his chafatzim in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? No, that would be a bor Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A simta is an alleyway that belongs to the Rabbim. However, there already people have the right to put their kelim. If they're tired, they could put their kelim in the simta. And no one claimed, hey, you're blocking the simta. No, the simta was made that I could put my kelim. Halacha lemaisa, the nafgamina, and this is a gemara later on in Baba Basra, on daf peidalot amud beis, that if a person wants to make a kinyan meshicha, he cannot make a kinyan meshicha in Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't mean anything. You're not pulling it into your Rishus. But if you're in a simta, you can make a kinyan meshicha. And we're going to view the simta like, there's always a nafgamina in terms of a corporation. Does a corporation belong to everyone, does it belong to no one? So over here, the Rishus HaRabim belongs to no one. So you can't make a meshicha in the Rishus HaRabim. But the simta belongs to everyone. Everyone can view it as temporarily his simta. If I make a meshicha in a simta, it says, oh, I'm bringing it into my Rishus. Or, if you look together in the Gemara on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara deals over there where you have a mocher who's selling something that has to be measured. So Amar Ravasi, first the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yochanan, modad v'hiniach al gabei simta kana. Amale Rav Zera Ravasi, shema lo shema rebi, ela b'modei l'toch kupas. Amar lo, zami hai rabbanan, kiilu lo gamri, yinish shmaisasa, modad l'toch kupas. In other words, that the halacha is as follows, that if you are pouring something into the kli of the lokeach, then his kli is koneh for him. Putting something into his kli is koneh for him. That's if you're pouring into it in his rishus, in the rishus of the lokeach. If it's still in the rishus of the mocher, the fact you're pouring to the kli of the mocheach doesn't mean anything. However, if it's in a simta, it's like in the rishus of the lokeach. Pouring into a kli in a simta, since the lokeach has the right to put the kli in the simta, when you pour into his kli, he's koneh with his kli. Hiniach agabi simta koneh halokeach kiilu hinicham hamocher birshuso de lokeach. Kegon shepasa kadamim, the simta is the amar, meaning the Rashbam, shvil sheyachidim, vani shamati knisa boletet mirshus harabim, v'yesh reshut l'bnei adam lahamid sham chafatzim shalahem, kechotzer hashutfim, she'eno roi lehiluch b'nei reshus harabim, and therefore, since you have the right to put the kli there, that which is put into the kli, you're koneh with the kli. So we have over here this uniqueness of simta. Since the Rambam gave the concept of simta o chotzer shel shneihem, the Rambam said that bedafka, that's considered to be, according to the Tur, ki ilu shneihem muchzakim bo. What over here, according to the Rambam, is the concept of muchzakut? Is this an anan sahadeh, that it's yours? Is it a birur that it's yours? Because you're sitting next to something in a simta? There's an arema of chitim in a simta, and you're sitting next to it. Is that a birur that it's yours? Certainly not. Is it a muchzakis? Is there a status quo that it's yours? There's no status quo that's yours. You're not a muchzak. What is there, though? It could be yours. Namely, you have a kesher to it. There's reason to think that you're connected to it. If we have two people sitting next to it, there's reason to think both of them are connected to it. Once both of them are connected to it, you can no longer say kol d'olam gvar. Namely, that we're expanding Rabbeinu Tam from what we have, not only in Tosfos and Baba Metzia, but also in Tosfos and Baba Basra. Tosfos and Baba Metzia speaks of Rabbeinu Tam as an ansahadeh. Clearly, there's no ansahadeh sitting next to something in a simta. Tosfos by us speaks about muchzakus. Also, there's no status quo sitting next to something in a simta. But what there is that the fact that you're sitting next to it, and therefore this is something that had you been moshech, had you put it into your kelim, you would have been kona, you have a potential control over it, you have a potential bailus over it, that's already considered to be muchzakim. Where in the world, let's assume this is pshat in the Rambam, like the Tur and the Bach, because why else would the Rambam have given that ukimta? Simply say, arema shalchitim, shishneim yoshim, the wife said, besimta chatzer shal shneihem, that's the diuk of the Tur. Where did Rambam get this from? Where did he pull this out of his hat, that if you have two people who are connected to an object, or if you want to, more connected than other people, we're going to call this already a situation that we don't say kol d'olam gvar. We're going to call the situation of yachloku.
Sure.
Before we get to that case, So if you recall, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rehavim has a very powerful raya against Rabbeinu Tam, that if we have two individuals, we have a Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin, if we have two individuals who give a third party a pikadon, one gives a mana and one gives two manot, and then they both come to that person and claim the two manot are ours, what's the psak in the Mishnah? Yehimunach Hachiyovo Eliyahu. Correct? That's the psak in the Mishnah. So the Gemara Daf Gimel Bet Aleph asks, why is it different than Shnayim Ochsim? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, what kind of question is that? Why is it different from Shnayim Ochsim? They're not Ochas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what kind of question is that? So Rabbeinu Tam says that since they both gave it to the same person, it's as though they're Ochazim. That's in our Tosfos, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, V'hod medami hasam talit l'shar yehemuna chachyevel v'yahu. So Daniel says, maybe this is the raya that we see over here, that we have this virtual muchzakis. I'm not holding on to it, you're not holding on to it, but this person who's holding on to it, mikoach shneinu, is considered as though we're both holding on to it. Is that a good, would you call that a solid raya? Yes.
There we know for sure that it's shaykh one of the two. In the case where they're both sitting next to it,
even more than that, who is that person? Yeah.
Not two people, it's the third guy.
But the third guy is who serves as what? The fact that he's holding on to it.
Maybe he should have his wash of
that. I mean, he's the shomer. You know, it's the fact that we have a shomer holding on to something that could very well be viewed as birshuscha. The fact that you know, it's if you were to be makdishit, I'm sorry, and that person's rishus. Yitachin very, very, very much that it would be kadosh. It's considered to be birshuscha. Yitachin there where it was given to a third person. We have someone holding on to it. The question is whether his holding is the equivalent of someone else's holding. But you could be. It could very well be. But another raya that we learned, which is black and white, that says that this is considered to be lechora the equivalent of muchzakas.
There being a time in Artosis.
That says what?
That even though it's not a bearer.
Fine, okay, but behold that even if it's not a biru, it's a status quo. In other words, I'm holding on to it. Where do we have a case where I'm not holding on to it, but it's as though I'm holding on to it? And we say, yeah? Machlif par b'chamor. Let's look at the Gemara. Ha-machlif, in other words, maishna, again, we'll learn like the Rashbam. U-maishna mehod etanan. How is Ahu Arba different from a Machlif Par B'Chamor? V'yolda v'chein mocher shivchaso v'yolda. This is Ikala Mekam Amilsa. This is Ikala Mekam Amilsa. Why over here do we have a din of Kodlam and Gvar and here we have a din of Yachloku? So Gemara answers, Hasam lahai isle drar de mamona, ulahai isle drar de mamona. Hacha idamar go demar, idamar go demar. Go back to the Rashbam. Divir Maschol Hasam. Hasam, Gabi Machlif Par B'Chamor, Litravayu Isle Dror De Mamona, Shehapara V'Hashivcha Shel Shneim Hayesa B'Ze Achar Ze, V'Kol Echa Toein Parasi V'Shivcha Se Yolda B'Yosu B'Rishusi, V'Ein Levara Shomi Havlad, Hilkach Yachloku. What is the connection of each of them to this part, to this Vlad?
It could have been mine.
It could have been mine, because the mother once was mine. Or the mother now is mine. In other words, neither of them are holding on to it. But we apply the palacha of yachloku. This, how would Rabbeinu Tam understand this? Why don't we say over here, shuda? Shuda, we have no idea who it belongs to. Here, each of them is kashur. They're each connected to it. In shuda, there's no connection. I mentioned shuda. In the case of Ahu Arba, in the case of Koldal and Gvar, there's no connection of either of them to the Arba. Neither are holding on to it. And they each argue with the other one, they have no connection to it. Here, each agrees with the other that they have a connection to it. It's like Shnayim Yoshvim Bitsido Shel Ha'arema. Each of them has as much a connection to it as the other person. Each of them potentially has a kinyan, but we don't know who was actually koneed. So, Lechora, we see over here, in other words, it could be that the Rambam over here, that Rabbeinu Tam really would agree with this extension. And then Daniel is correct. They don't have to come on to say that the Nifkad is muchzak, in other words, mikoach shneim, he's actually holding it. Even if, even like the Neil wants to say, that we can view the case of Yehei Munach also as a situation where they're both kosher, they're both connected to it. So we see over here that we have this slippery slope, if you want to, in the world of Shnayim Ochazim, where we say that the fact that they're both being tofes, that's where, according to Inutam, we don't say Kol Nagar, we say Yachloku, this can move from a Birur to a Muchzakus, to a virtual Muchzakus, to a Kesher, to a connection. They're both connected. As long as we have a connection that these two people are potential owners, I'm a potential owner because it used to be my cow. I'm a potential owner because now it's my cow. So I'm a potential owner of this flood. That's already enough to say Yachloku. So we have over here, so it could be Rabbi Natan will stick to his guns and to learn the case of the of Yehei Munach as though we have really Muchzakus. The Shomer is Machzik for me, but it could be he'll also go in the direction of the Rambam and base it on the world of Drad Mamona. Yes?
What's derived from Machlapara? I mean, by Machlapara, they actually both have a halachic connection to the
blood? To the blood?
But
that's not the Machlokes.
No, the Para, and then you can then make an extension of a potential Kesher to the blood. But by the Simta, neither of them, that Kesher is not being built on anything. I mean, it's two different cases.
If you're dealing with the Para, you're correct. But just like in Yaradeya, we don't say a sfeik sfeika where we're dealing with two gufos, right, for the para and the vlad. We're talking over here, our suffix is only the vlad. We have a question, who does the vlad belong to? We know who the para belongs to.
Correct, the kesher to the vlad.
I agree with you, I agree with you that the kesher to the vlad is a question of the history of the kinyan. But all they have, but they're not muhsak in the vlad. Namely, how does Rabbeinu Tam understand why over here we don't say kol dom gvar? That's what Gemara asks, according to Inutam. Our default is you should always say Kol Lom Gvar. Why by Machlepar de Chamor do we not say? Because Hayisle Jorah de Mamona, the Hayisle Jorah Mamona. There are a number of Perushim. We don't know which Perush the Rambam learns. We don't know which Perush Rabbeinu Tam learns. But the Rashbam, his brother, right, he learned that they have a Kesher. So maybe over here Rabbeinu Tam would agree with the Rashbam. That's enough if they have a Kesher. Now, there are different cases of Kesher. Here the Kesher is because of the history of the Para. In the world of Simta, the Kesher is that they each potentially can make a Kinyan. In the world of Yehei Munach, the Kesher is that they both gave the Mana and the Masayim to a Shomer. In all of them, the common denominator is we don't have an actual Muchzakus. What we have is a potential Muchzakus, a Kesher, a potential Bailus, because of something within the case. I agree with you that you don't necessarily have to follow the dots. But you can follow the dots. You can say we have over here a category, and that's where the Rambam would have gotten it from. Because why would the Rambam have assumed that you go beyond the Muchzakus of the Mishnah? The Mishnah speaks about Shnayim Ochsim. Why extend it? But we see by Parah B'Chamor, it could be extended if you're going to learn Drad Mamon this way. We'll see there are other ways of learning Drad Mamon that have nothing to do with Kesher. Nothing at all. But if we learn Drad Mamon in this manner, then it could be a source of the Rambam. And if we learn Rabbeinu Tam, like Daniel learned Rabbeinu Tam, then Yitzchein, that Rabbeinu Tam also would agree with the Rambam. Whether it would apply to this particular case or not, that's an open question. Okay? So what we've done is expanded the Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps, into that perhaps the Rambam is not the Riva as the Hagos Maimoni, but rather the Rambam. But let's now go back to the Riva for 1 minute. We pointed out that according to the Riva, the Iker is, if you don't have Vadei Ramai, we say Yachloku. If you have Vadei Ramai, we don't say Yachloku. What if we have the following case, according to the Riva? Shnayim Ochazim and Vadei Ramai. Ze Omer Ani Aragtia, Veze Omer Ani Aragtia. This one says, I wove it, and this one says, I wove it. Certainly, one of them is lying. This is not possibility, they both picked it up simultaneously. Zeomer ani aragtia, vezeomer ani aragtia. Vadei Ramai, shnayim ochsin. What would you say according to the Riva? What did Riva himself say? Let's look at Tosfos again. On Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Uriva Nira, the Lav Dafka Ochazin, means the Medame Leilush Ar, the case of Yehemunach, Adishmaisin, Ika Lushnu Yekri Meshani Hosam, Afilutim Rav Yossi Hosam, Ika Vade Ramai. Hacha, Eimor Travayu Bahade Adode Agbuha. Hachanami Ba'arba, Kevan Ika Ramai, Lo Yachloku. Elahai Elahave Dina called Alam Gvar. No, what would appear from over here? What would be the din if we have Shnayim Ochsim and Vaday Ramai? What's it all dependent upon? What? Choris is all dependent upon Vaday Ramai. That in, it continues a little later on. Aval Talis, the Ikul Amema, the Travayuhu Yachloku. But if we can't say Travayuhu, then lechora, we would say, you can't call the gvar. You can't say yachloku. Od piresh riva, continuing on in the Tosvos, the hecha de ochazin, afilu ikar ramai yachloku. Hecha de ochazin, afilu ikar ramai yachloku. How are we going to understand the riva? Within the riva. Up to now, we were dealing with Rabbeinu Tam and seeing how far we could expand Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. The classic Riva, the Riva that the Hagos Maimonides quotes, is that Ochazim or Lo Ochazim, this is irrelevant. This is all irrelevant. The only question is, do we have an Efshar Shel Shnehem, or do we have a Vadei Rama? That's the classic Riva. That's the pristine Riva. That's the way the Riva begins in our Gemara. As long as you have a possibility it belongs to both of them, they pound it together, then we say Yachloku. If we have a Vadei Rama, then we can't say Yachloku, then we move over to Kol Delum Gvar. And then we have an Od Omer Riva, that when we have a combination of Ochazim and Vadei Ramai, then we say Yachloku. Here's the Pirkei Rabbeinu Tam, right? That the moment that we have Shnayim Ochazim, what are you going to take it away from them? You're being a Gazlan, I Vadei Ramai, but Patzof Kol Sof, you're going to take it away from them? They're holding on to it. So we say Yachloku. So, but this isn't Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Riva. This is the Od Piresh Riva, and this is the original Riva. What's the question over here? What's the question? In other words, how would you formulate the two Rivas? You know, it's within Rabbeinu Tam. I think we got it down pretty pat. In other words, that we have this world of Tfisa, we have this world of Mukhzakim. And as long as you have Mukhzakim, then Beis Din doesn't say Kol Dalam Gvar. What is Mukhzakim? Birur, Mukhzakus, status quo, virtual Mukhzakus, Kesher, Bailus, potential, v'chulei, okay. Within the Riva, Lechora, it was a question of can it be both of them, or is it Vadei Ramai? What over here are the two options, yes?
Do we not have to be saying Vadei Ramai? So, Ramai.
What does it mean? What is the? What's the option that you're, in other words, what that you want to suggest?
I mean, there's no kasha. I mean, it's consistent.
If it's not a, then what's the Od Piresh? Chora, the case over there of Shnayim Ochzin Bishtar.
What?
Bring in another raya from Shai Mochzin. But Shai Mochzin and Vishtar also have a Vadei Ramai. In other words, the Shtar was only written for one of them. By Mitzia, you have the option of saying that they both picked it up together. But if you have the Shai Mochzin and Vishtar, you know, they're both the same Yosef and Shimon, Vachulei, and the question is who is the Shtar referring to? It's hard to say that you don't have over there a Vadei Ramai.
Doesn't that suggest that the case of Arba could be an Ika Ramai? That
that the whole concept is that the guy's just trying to make both.
Could be, but it's not a vadei rami.
No, that would be a case of ikar rami.
Yeah, that would be a case of ikar rami. But over here we're talking about the that would be a case, correct. But I think over here od piresh viva the hecha the ochas and afilu ikar rami. I think it means vada. I would tend to assume it means vada. Again, what's on the table in front of us are two psakim. We have a psak of Kol Dol and Gvar, and we have a psak of Yaakov. We saw Rabbeinu Tam prefers Kol Dol and Gvar unless you're painted into a corner. When you're painted into a corner, Mozakim, we can't say Kol Dol and Gvar, it can't be Gozel, so then we say Yachlov. The Riva is starting from the other extreme. The Iker Psak is Mama Namuta Basafek Yachloku. Unless we're painted into a corner. What's the corner we're being painted into? Vadei Ramai. What's the nature of that corner? What's the nature of that corner? Yeah.
If you say the lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam that let's say there's a bira, that if both of them are holding it, each one has a bira that it's theirs, but the fact that it's impossible for both of them to own it at the same time means one of them is lying, and it's a reusa, and I guess both of their biras.
Okay.
So therefore, you can't do you don't have to do yachlok with it anymore.
Okay. So the question is. What Daniel is in the end, is Riva saying that when we have a Vadei Ramai, you can't do Yachloku? Or when we have a Vadei Ramai, Yachloku is not going to be our preferred choice. It's not going to be our preferred psak. Not that you can't, but it's very problematic to say Yachloku when we have a Ramai. If we say you can't, simply the Riva is saying you can't, then there's no nachmi between ochazim or lo ochazim. The moment you have a ramai, you can't use the psak of yachloku, period. But if we say that what the Riva is saying, no, it's not that you can't use yachloku, but then already yachloku is not the preferred psak, then it depends on what else is in the picture. In other words, that here we have a problem that we're being pulled in two directions. Ochazim, Shnayim Ochazim is pulling us to say, Komasha Tachas Yad Adam Areze Shalom. Ramai is coming to tell us, but it can't belong to both of them, it only belongs to one of them. Here, this is, in other words, the question is, do we take other factors into account when we have a world of Ramai? In other words, is it that you can't say Yachloku, or the Yachloku is no longer the preferred psak? Do we take other factors into account in terms of determining what is the psak b'di'evit? We have a problem. Whenever we caught between the devil and deep blue sea, if we say over here yachloku, either zvadei ramai, if we say that we kol dol gvar, either ochazin, how can you take it away from them if they're ochazin? In other words, we're caught in a bind. So if vadei ramai knocks off yachloku, then ain't brera, but to say kol dol gvar. But if vadei ramai doesn't knock off yachloku, it just takes it off of its pedestal, it's no longer the preferred psak, then the question is, what else is in the picture? If there's no yachloku, if there's no ochazim in the picture, so Vadei Ramai will say, kol dol gvar. The moment we have ochazim, that already, we can view it this way or that way. You know, the question is over here, how, to what degree, according to the Riva, are we really painted into a corner? Are we painted into a corner totally? Or is there a little way that you can sort of walk along the wall and still get out of the room? So those are the two options over here within the Riva. Namely, it's how seriously did the Riva view the lack of ability to have both a Yachloku and a Vadei Ramai? Is that an impossibility or just a preferred not? So in the first one we're saying it's not possible. The second one we're saying that it's lo ratsui. It's no longer our preferred psak. But if we have to view what else is in the picture. If it's impossible, my Nachmin, what else is in the picture? If it's already not the preferred psak, then we could take into account what else is in the picture. Yes?
Can't we just say where in the beginning the Rival just given his tefillah between Shai Mochsen and our case?
Yes.
So he's saying in Bar Shai Mochsen there is no Ramai, and he doesn't necessarily say what would happen if it's Ochsen and Ramai, and then he comes later on to then say, what if there is Ramai?
That's what Yitzchak wanted to say. I hear, in other words, that, no, I thought that's what you wanted to say.
No?
Or you want to say that the first case is Vadera, this case is not Vadera. And what you want to say, there aren't over here two Perushim of the Riva.
Right.
It's just an extension. Okay, so then what you see is that according to the Riva, Yachloku is not the preferred psak when you have a Ramai. Okay? It's not the preferred psak, but it's not an impossibility. But you could say it's an impossibility. That's what I would have learned the first way. But I hear what you want to say. But Pirish Riva, that the Riva is simply not. He's not being choserbo. He's eliminating this possibility. Okay, limiting. Sorry. Okay, one more nekuda, and that's in terms of Dror de Mamona. Up to now, we were learning Dror de Mamona like the Rashbam. That the Rashbam pointed out Dror de Mamona means that they are both in the picture, as opposed to Hahu Arba, there neither of them is in the picture. Lo demar, velo demar. Lo hayasakarka shel idach me olam. Neither of them are in the picture. Neither have a connection. How does Tosus learn Dror de Mamona? Look on the top over here of Lamed Hayamud Beis. Dror de Mamona. Perush dal ta'anasayhu mehacha, even without their ta'anot, yesh safek lebez din dehemi nayhu have havrad. Im nolad kodem shemachar, o achar shemachar. We have over here this objective safek. Even if neither of them would have come to Bezdin with their claims, Bezdin would have had the same issue. Who does the vlad belong to? V'chein b'shor shenoga chesapara v'nimtzu ubara b'tzida, below Tanoseyem Usupakim Bezdin, Echaya Maase, Im Kodem Shenogcha Yolda, and the Vlad died on its own, O Achar Shenogcha Yolda, Im Kodem Shenogcha Yolda, right? O Achar Shenogcha Yolda, and that the Negicha really killed the Vlad as well. Vachain, Vishor Rodef Achar Shor Acher Vuhuzak, Yeshli Stafik Im Vishoro Huzak, O im besela laka, v'chein b'kol makom de plige sumchus v'rabanan. We're going to have this world of drara de mamona. Aval hacha in the world of ahu arba, v'ze omer shel avosai. Or if you have the case of two people with karka, each of them claims it belongs to his parents. Shal pi ta'anoseihem b'hasafek, amrinan kol dalem gvar. Is this the same as the Rashbam, or is this different from the Rashbam? The Rashbam pointed out, Machlupar b'chamor, l'trevayu Yisrei dror de mamona, shapara v'hashivka shel shneihem hayesa b'zeh achar zeh, kol echad toein parasi v'shivka se yolda b'yosa b'rishusi. As opposed to the world of Hahu Arba, lo hayesa akarka shel idach me'olam. They're both dealing with the same case of Machlupar b'chamor. Is this just a question of semantics? Or are they saying over here two totally different explanations? Yes?
The Rashbam seems to be saying that the whole koach of their taina comes from their pilots or previous pilots on the para, whereas Tosfos seems to say that, you know, their taina is a meaning, it's that we have a theater, we don't know what to do with it.
100%. The Rashbam, I forgot to mention it earlier, but we can say it now as well. Let me read to you one line of the Tosfos Rid in Baba Metzia. Tosfos Rid in Baba Metzia Shnayim Ochsin Betalus. Tosfos Rid says as follows. Kevan Hainu Dafka Ochazin Kevan Shu Biyadam Lo Amrinan Luhu Kodalam Gvar. Because they're ochazim. And what Tosfos Reed holds like Rabbi Natama the Riva. This is Rabbi Natama. Then he continues, what do we do with the case of Machlif Para B'chamor? So he says, Hasam lahai isle drar de mamona ulahai isle drar de mamona hacha idemar lo demar idemar de lo demar perush hasam hashivcha rishus shnehem sholta aleha sheyotza mirishus hamocher v'nitnasa l'rishus halokeach v'nistapaknu birishus miyolda damya ki ilu shnehem ochazimba aval hacha idemar lo demar de lo ogam lo hayesel becheskas echad mehem. Hilkach ein roi lebezdin ladun yachlokel amistalken hein min adin v'omrim lehem kol dalim gvar. Tosus Rid, how did he understand Dror de Mamana, like the Rashbam, or like Tosfos? This is the Rashbam. This is the Rashbam. This is the source that we said in the Rambam. The Rambam moved from the world of Machlef Par B'chamor to the world of Shnayim Yoshvim B'tzad Ha'arema. What's the common denominator between the world of Shnayim Yoshin B'tzad Ha'arema and the world of Machlef Par B'chamor?
Neither is actually holding it.
But
both have some kind of tfisa.
They both have a tfisa. That's the language of the Tosfos Rid. Have a ki'ilu shneihem ochazimba. They both have a tfisa. They both have a virtual tfisa. They both have a claim to ba'alut. Namely, we're dealing over here the difference between when you have Dror de Mamona or you don't have Dror de Mamona, is what is the status of the Baal Dover? Is this a Baal Dover who has rights, or is this a Baal Dover who's coming in from left field? In the case of Ahu Arba, neither Baal Dover has rights, neither Baal Dover has a connection. In the case of Hamachlef Par B'chamor, Shnayim Yoshvim B'tzad Ha'arema, Shnei Anashim Shenatnu Pikadon L'Adam Shlishi. In all those cases, you have a kesher. You have a connection to the case. When you have a connection to the case, then we say Yachloku. That's the direction of the Rashbam. However, Tosfos is going in that direction at all. According to Tosfos, does this have anything to do with the status of the Balei Dovar? What's Tosfos' chiluk? And who's Tosfos looking at over here? The Balei Dovar? He's looking at Beis Din. He's looking at what happens when a safek like this comes in front of Beis Din. What's Beis Din's obligation when a safek comes that even before anyone answers, opens their mouth, Beis Din has a safek? Beis Din has a safek. They don't know what the case was. In such a situation, the Chazal say that when Beis Din doesn't know, when a safek comes before Beis Din, which is such a suffix that even before anyone opens his mouth, Beis Din already has a suffix, that's where Sumchla says Yachloku. Nothing to do with the status of the Balei Dovar. This is Pumfakert, it's the nature of the suffix. Such a suffix, you can't learn from this case to the case of Shnayim Yoshvim B'tzad Ha'arema. That one has nothing to do with the other. This is not a case of Kilu Shnayim Muchzakim. You can't learn from this case to the case of Yehemunach. You can't, in other words, this is a situation of a specific genre of cases where we have a question in terms of history. In Shnayim Yoshim B'tzad Ha'arema, there's no question in terms of history. The question is, what each of them claims? Does each of them claim, I actually picked it up? Does each of them claim that I made a Mashiach, that this wasn't my clue? What did each of them claim? But without their claims, there's nothing essential in terms of the suffix. So according to Tosfos, we're dealing over here that when Beis Din only enters into the picture because of claims, that's a din of kol dalim gvar. When Beis Din enters into the picture because of an objective suffix, that's yachloku. But the Rashbam and the Tosfos Rid, and we said maybe the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam v'chulei, they're all viewing it mitzad the status of the balei dinim. Do these balei dinim have a connection to the object, or don't they have a connection to the object? Those are two different worlds. In other words, if we learn Dror de Mamona like Tosfos, you're never going to be able to expand it to the world of Shnayim Yoshim B'yad Ha'arema. If we learn like the Rashbam, then we can have the expansion. Ki'ilu Shnayim Muchzakim. It's a different world. Those are the two deos that we have over here in our sugya. But I sent you also, did you reach the sugya about Metziah at the end? Okay, we'll stop over here. There's another sugya Dror D'Mamona. There's a sugya Dror D'Mamona in Bava Metziah, on the Beis Amud Beis, that the Gemara over there asks, how does Sumchus fit in with the Mishnah Shnayim Ofsin B'Talos? Shnayim Ofsin B'Talos, we have a Chaluka Yachloka with a Shvua. Sumchus has Yachloka without a Shvua. The Gemara over there has a Havamina. There's a difference between Dror D'Mamona and Ein Dror D'Mamona. Then the Gemara says, no, that Kalvachomer, if in Dror D'Mamona you have this din, Kalvachomer, etc. There's a Rashi over there, and a Tosus over there, and a Ramban over there, where they have a machlokas in terms of the nature of Dror D'Mamona. Tosos should be a bit familiar. The Ramban also should be familiar. Rashi over there, L'chora, is being mechadesh something. The question is, how do their perushim fit into the sugya there, and how do their perushim fit into our sugya? So that's what we'll begin with, just to complete that, you know, the union of Dror D'Mamona. Okay, then what I'd like to do, Bli Neder, tomorrow I'll give you a page of Ramakomos, but I'll just tell you where we're going, is that we dealt with the beginning of the sugya, and we dealt with the overall distinctions between the cases, the world of Ika, Lameka Lameka Nemilsa, Leka Lameka Malei Nemilsa, and Dror D'Mamona. What we haven't seen yet is the world of Shuda D'Dayane, and we haven't seen the Machlokas of Sumchus and Rabbanan. Those are basically the two points that we haven't yet seen. So we'll go in that order. After we finish seeing the Perush and Dror D'Mamona, we'll see the sugya of Shuda D'Dayane. So over here we have the Rashbam, Shuda D'Dayane, and Shuda, and we have over here Tosfos Rav, Tosfos Shmuel, Tosfos Shuda D'Dayane, three Tosfos. And basically what the Tosfos does is take us back to the sugya in Ksubas and Daf Tzadi Dalad. So move over there to the sugya over there, Tzadi Dalad Amad Aleph, through Tzadi Dalad Amad Beis. And to understand the context of the machlokas over here between Rav and Shmuel, whether we say Shuda or we don't say Shuda, and then of course the machlokas between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, what does Shuda mean? What does Shuda the Dayane mean? What over here is the prerogative of the Dayan? I don't know if we're going to get that beyond that on Wednesday. If we do get beyond that, and it's to begin with Dror D'Mamona, and then to move over to Shuda D'Dayane, and the context of Shuda D'Dayane, the next thing we're going to have to discuss is Machlef Parah B'Chamor, where we know that there's a Machlokes between Sumchus and Rabbanon. So Tosas over here deals with the question of Psak. How do we paskin? Do we paskin Amotzi Mechav El Varaya? Do we paskin Yachloku? But before the din of Psak, we have to understand the two sides. What's the machlokas? And so we have over here the sugya seen over here and this Tosfos. The main sugya, as Tosfos points out, is in Bav Metziah on the Kuf Amud Aleph. But it's also quoted later on Bava Basra Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. It's quoted in Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav. It's quoted also, it's missing over here in the Tosfos, in Bava Metziah on the Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. There's a Tosfos over there as well. So we'll try and, we may begin it on Wednesday. We're not going to get anywhere into it until next week. And then afterwards, we'll continue. Okay, those are basically the topics that are left.